Welcome to the Facebook IQ podcast. I'm Katie Duffy, Global Content Manager for Consumer Insights at Facebook. This is one in a series of episodes exploring how people are pursuing their passions on Instagram, from beauty to travel, auto, and more. Want to travel like a local or become a tourist in your own town? In this episode, we'll find out how travelers use Instagram to explore and capture the world around them. And joining us today is Stephen Gray, our in-house consumer researcher at Facebook, who will take us through learnings from a recent Facebook IQ study that explored how people use Instagram to pursue their passions. Thanks for being here, Stephen.
Thanks for having me, Katie.
So I love to travel. I just recently came back from Singapore and from Hong Kong, so I'm really excited to hear more about this study. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the research first?
Sure. And you know, I love the travel too. So this study really rings true for me. So in October, we commissioned a study, both qualitative and quantitative, of about 1,600 people aged 18 to 65 in the US.
So let's first paint a picture. Who are the travel lovers?
So we looked at our internal data, and we consider these folks to be passionate about travel by taking into account a lot of different variables about their Instagram behavior, like the accounts they follow and the hashtags they produced. Overall, it's a pretty even male to female split, with about 60% of our travel enthusiasts being female, and they tend to be older millennials with a median age of 29.
So I feel like every single time I check my feed, one of my friends is going to some fabulous far-off destination. How big is the travel universe on Instagram?
Oh, it's huge. We saw over 160 million posts on Instagram for hashtag travel worldwide.
So how are travel lovers using the platform?
So from the study we conducted, we saw a couple things that you'd expect. 70% use it to share their own travel photos, 67% use it to look for inspiration of new places to travel, and 62% use it to build excitement for upcoming trips. But there are several more findings, some of which are very surprising.
Well, to your point, we see that Instagram helps people expand their world. One response that we gained from the online journal portion of the study was from Carmen in LA. And she said, maybe you'll never go to Tokyo or Venice, but through Instagram, you can see personal images of individuals who have. Like Carmen said, even if you've never traveled, you can be exposed to images that offer different geographies, cuisines, art, culture. People can see way beyond their backyards. And that's really the power of the platform. That exposure to travel seems to occur naturally on it.
And people love to use the platform to get exposure to exotic destinations and to travel like a local.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about that, because we know people are getting this sort of real and unfiltered exposure to new destinations.
Yeah, 61% of people find things to do on Instagram while traveling to a new place, and they use it to learn about the local culture and traditions for the new places they're traveling to.
You know, for example, when I was planning my trip to Spain, I was checking out tapas spots in Barcelona and discovered that people eat dinner at midnight, and that's pretty much the norm. And so I had to adjust my planning because of that. So it seems like Instagram is almost like a virtual tour guide. It's all about discovering and planning a trip, but it's also about consuming content. And travel lovers are sharing their adventures, right?
Yeah. Like I mentioned earlier, one of the top things travel lovers like to do on Instagram is to share their own photos. And we can see on Instagram some of the top hashtags they use to share are hashtag adventure with over 38 million posts, hashtag staycation with over 1 million posts, and hashtag vacation mode also with about 1 million posts.
So staycation reminds me of the idea of being a tourist in your own town. What can you tell me about that?
Nearly half of travel enthusiasts are actually using Instagram to discover local places to explore, to take day trips. You know, I just moved to the Bay Area, and for example, I've used Instagram to help find restaurants and beaches and other places to go. And they're also using it as a way to relive memories. Over 50% of respondents from our study used it to visually revisit places that they've traveled before.
For example, another quote from one of the participants in our online journal, "My Instagram feed is like highlights of all my trips and memories. When looking back through my feed, it's like reliving all the trips I've been on." So it's a little bit like using Instagram as a travel diary.
That's exactly right.
So let's wrap this up. Instagram provides unfiltered exposure to destinations from around the world to around the corner. Here are some implications for marketers in my mind. First, open new worlds. People seek to delve deeper into different cultures. They yearn to see other ways of experiencing life in new places. Use global and cultural insights to educate and inspire, and utilize your messaging, your copy, and your creative to pique curiosity and expand people's worlds. Next, connect to hometown adventurers. Tap into the urge for people to explore their own towns as tourists. Use video and Instagram stories to reveal the unknown in the backyards of hometown adventurers, day trippers, and people looking for stress-free staycations. Finally, storytell throughout the travel journey. Travel Instagrammers like to be inspired before, during, and after their travels, from researching a trip to remembering it. Video is a powerful way to connect your brand to the journey while storytelling. Thanks for joining us today, Stephen.
And thanks for having me, Katie.
For more insights, check out the post on the Facebook IQ website. Keep listening to find out more about how people are pursuing their passions on Instagram, beyond travel, from beauty, auto, and more. I'm Katie Duffy. Thanks for listening.